All right, this is a meeting of the Clinton Township Mayor and Council for June 23rd, 2021. I currently show the time at 7:01. I hereby call the meeting to order. Would you please join me in a salute to the flag? Stand aside here. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America. To the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
And Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act in some shots?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. Probably should have started with that, but we'll move on. Roll call.
Sure. Councilman Glazer, he's absent. Councilman Strauss. He's
absent. Here.
Oh, wait, he's here.
He's here for a brief period.
Yeah. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Malay?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. We'll open the floor right now for comments from the public for items that are listed on the agenda only. And for the uninitiated, just have to find it here. Hang on. Where'd it go? We will have two public comment sessions. The first is for items on the agenda only. The second is for anything that you wish. And I'd ask that if you're using a computer, please click on participants and click on raise your hand. If you're using a mobile device, click raise your hand. And I don't see anyone on the phone, but if there is anyone on the phone, press *3. And that will allow you to raise your hand. And following that, if you need to unmute, you may press *6. I will do my best to call on people in the order in which they raise their hands. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes. At this time, is there anyone in the public who wishes to make a comment? And we'll dispense with the raising of hands. If anybody wishes to say anything, feel free to unmute and speak your piece. Otherwise, we'll close the public comment period. Okay, hearing no comments, we will move to our next item, and that is the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Does anyone on the call, because there aren't that many, wish to make or wish to have an item pulled from the consent agenda?
No.
All right, may I have a motion?
So moved, Mark.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malay?
Yes, but I will abstain with regard to check number 32869 on the vouchers.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll move to reports. Councilman Glazer's not with us. Councilman Strauss?
Oh, good evening, everyone. For a change, I'll be brief tonight. I do not have anything to report from the Clinton Township Board of Education. However, I would like to note that they did have a successful graduation from their middle school last week at North Island High School. And I'm glad that went without incident and the students were able to have that in-person experience to move on to the high school. As far as Clinton Township Environmental Commission, their next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, July 1st at 7:30 p.m. And the only thing that I did is I had forwarded an email for some research, and Vita, I apologize, I did not copy you on it. I sent it to the mayor and Trishka about looking to either make an ordinance or amend an existing ordinance to accommodate electric car charging stations at some of the selected open space areas in the township but I think that this one specifically came for Windy Acres. And that's all I have under Clinton Township Environmental Commission. For public safety report, I did have conversation with officer in charge, Lieutenant DeRosa, and he wanted me to report that the new canine car is now ready for service. There was a from redoing what he originally wanted to do, he did that. He had a $4,000+ savings by using Mike from Public Works, the mechanic, who has been very helpful in accommodating this new car and getting it up and running. Patrol Officer Dixon starts canine school this Monday, the 28th, for 10 weeks. And also that the personnel assigned to the Detective Bureau will be covering his holes in the schedule, so to minimize overtime while Patrol Officer Dixon is in the canine academy. And also, if there's a conflict, folks from admin will also be helping to cover those spots. And it's been a busy month as we progress into summer. The number of calls continues to go up as the temperature does most days. So other than that, that's all I have to report under my three topics. Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. Thank you, Councilman Strauss. Councilwoman Swift.
I don't have anything to report for North and Borey's Board of Ed. Windy Acres Pavilion and picnic tables have been delayed. Waiting on the kiosk placement for the gravel spreading on the new parking lot. There's grass growing in it. There's an article on Windy Acres for July that will have a write-up on Windy Acres, but it'll have the trail map so people can start using that. And I met with a Boy Scout on Saturday in regards to his Eagle project, and we looked about five places for him to put his benches. The hunting program, the enrollment was not as high as last year, so we were talking about maybe making some changes, and if that were the case, we'd have to change, alter the resolution. The Windy Acres site, I think a lot to do with the fact that most of the properties are bow only. A lot of guys want to use the gun. So I thought it would be okay. We're going to discuss it tomorrow, open space. If you look at Windy Acres, you go up the driveway to the right where there's not a lot of activity to have gun just at that portion. And they also wanted to add a couple stands over at Braze Hill. So I'll have a meeting in open space. So I'll be coming to you, or they'll be coming to you about revising that resolution and making those small changes. I'm fine with both of them. Let's see. Prospect East, I met with Lana's Girl Scout Troop. They are putting two benches over at Prospect East, and they'll be doing a GoFundMe page, so I'll send that over or put that on social media so they can get some funds together. Nassau Beaverbrook Trails, we're scheduling a property walk to review areas for tree placements. And to piggyback a little bit on what Mark was talking about, the electric car charging station, we have a new member on environmental, his name's Mario, who did bring that up to maybe investigate a little bit more about these charging stations, which I personally think is a great idea and a good initiative for him and environmental. I don't think Windy Acres is the spot since we don't have traffic there, but it was mentioned that maybe like Bond Park, facilities like that, there might be, you might have to have lighting all 24 hours, so that can't be near a neighborhood. So I sort of wanted to briefly get an idea of what your thoughts are on something like that. Should we encourage the environmental to go ahead and try to investigate what the costs are, best locations, things like that?
I mean, from my perspective, I think it's a great idea to investigate, and I'm sure there will be some logistical issues, let's say, that we have to overcome. Some of them may be more easily overcome at a place like Bunt than maybe at Windy, but I'm in favor of taking a look. Can't hurt. And I think I do think that it does, electric vehicle charging stations is something that the state is probably really pushing and may be amenable by Green Acres for some of the open space where it might make sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, for Windy, it may just be a bit tough with that getting electric and.
Well, there's electric to where the new parking lot is, but I mean,
I right away, I know there's that neighbor. I don't want to have lighting going in the neighbor's house. I just think Bunt Park would, places like that where, I don't know, away from neighborhoods a little bit. Of course, you get the Red Schoolhouse thing, but I don't know. It's something to talk about. And Rich Shaw met Mario and another individual, environmental Father's Day in the morning, to look over or have some ideas over the signage for Windy Acres that the environmental is doing with the Windy Acres grant money. So Open Space and Environmental have to work together on that. But they started talking about the electric car thing. And, you know, I think it's something that, that they should definitely look into. And I suggested maybe go to other towns and find out what they did and how they did it and how much it costs. And then we can figure it out. Have, because they did the worker ready type thing. And the only other thing, okay.
There may be some grants.
Yeah.
There may be some grants out there for the electric charging stations. And again, I know from Reddington, I think they put it right at the municipal building.
Okay.
I think that was their plan, was they were going to put it right there, which is an idea maybe by the police station, maybe.
So they did do it, or they're talking about doing it?
I don't know if they, when I left there, they had gotten the grant. I don't know where it stands now.
All right. So but we can
get to it.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Just to get an idea of, you know, what hurdles they had, what expense we're looking at, permits, things like that.
Right. I know the grant didn't cover the entire cost from what I recall, but it did help.
Okay. All right.
I can look into it.
Great. I appreciate that. The only thing else I have to report is Patricia Buryak had been a liaison from Environmental to Open Space for, I think, about 3 years, and her time is over. So we need to get a liaison on the Environmental for Open Space, especially with the Windy Acres thing. We are side by side working on things like last year, and I don't want the double work happening again. You know,
I agree.
So I don't know who, but definitely something that needs to be done fairly soon.
That's and I'll talk independently with perhaps Andrew Holt, the chair of the Environmental Commission, and Rich about who might best fill that seat.
Perfect. All right, that's it.
Very good. Councilman Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report.
All right, then I will go. I'm not going to be that long either. From the Recreation Department perspective, the tennis courts and basketball court renovation is in progress. The basketball courts are, if you hadn't noticed, torn up. So that is underway. There is a little bit of a minor hiccup that may need some attention, but we'll have to see. So more to come, but hopefully it progresses apace. And this Saturday, I think at 11 o'clock a.m. at Bunt will be the food truck festival. So if you're around, I will not be, but if you're around and want to have what promises to be an entertaining day, go ahead, stop by Bunt. They're all ready for that. And that's it from that. The roads department, just for everyone's edification, because some of these things came up in past council meetings, DPW has started, they completed the repairs of Grandin, which had come up a couple of months back in one of the council meetings. They've used their roller and they saw cut some really, really, really bad sections of the road out, fixed them up. And they're in the process of doing the same at on Bennington and up in that neighborhood. Also on Friday, we will be having our bid opening for the Grey Rock Road improvements. And once we have that set and we can start to schedule and hopefully award that contract or that bid in July, we can then move forward with some milling and paving, not just on Grey Rock, but also Hibbler and Stone Mill Road. I'm trying to think what else we've got going on. I think that's pretty much it. Vita, I know, has received a lot of resumes for the construction code official position and some of the other subcode officials, so we'll get started with that process. Thankfully, we have an interim system that seems to be working pretty well. And aside from that, I think that's all that I have. Administrator Mekovits, do you have anything? Okay, very good.
Is there a band or music at that event at Bunt Park?
Yeah, I believe there is going to be a band.
Cool.
I believe there'll be a band. It is run by an outfit that does these all over the state, and they're pretty successful. They draw quite a crowd, from what I understand, and should generate a little bit of revenue for the rec department, which would be nice. Excellent. And be useful for the helpful for the community. So we'll see. It's the first one that they're doing this way. Previous attempts had kind of an odd smattering of food trucks that didn't really work out as well. This may prove a little bit better. It's got quite a number and varied, and alcohol too, I believe.
Yes, I found that out. Beer and wine.
Anyway, that is that. What are we moving on to next? We don't have any public hearings. And in the resolution realm, the first and I think one of the most important is the revised meeting schedule for 2021. This does two things. One is we're going to switch our meeting from July 7th to July 14th. There one council meeting that we have scheduled for July. That'll provide a little bit more time for vouchers and bills and that sort of thing. And also, we're going to go back to meeting in person. And we need to adopt this resolution to change our notification so that we can begin to meet in person beginning with that July 14th meeting. Any questions, comments on this?
Brian, one question. I'm glad that we're taking the step to move back into in-person. However, are we still going to have the option for the public to do a virtual format as well?
I don't believe so. I think the hybrid is going to be a little bit tough. We would need some equipment and some infrastructure that I don't think that we have, nor do I know that we have enough time to stand it up. The technology, it's going to be a little bit wonky, I think. So at this point in time, we would propose going back to in-person. I don't believe there are any indoor meeting limits anymore. So I think we should be pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and on a related note, I believe we should be planning to open the building, the municipal offices, to the public roughly that same week. All right. Any other questions, concerns? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick.
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski.
Yeah.
And Mayor Malloy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. And the last resolution is a resolution endorsing the 2021 amendment to the third round housing plan element and fair share plan element of the Clinton Township Master Plan. This is another piece in the changes we had proposed within the last few months with regard to our affordable housing plan. We've discussed the major one at our last meeting when we adopted the ordinance to update the zoning for what we would refer to as the Ingerman site. This plan was submitted to us after review by the planning board. And I think we're all pretty familiar with the changes that are in it, but if anyone has any questions or concerns, please, by all means, go ahead.
I do not.
Okay. Hearing none, I'll make the motion in favor of the ordinance, or the resolution rather. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczynowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. And lastly, we have the introduction of an ordinance appropriating $330,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for various fire and DPW equipment and vehicles by the Township of Clinton in the county of Hunterdon, New Jersey. This is to accommodate the items that we had identified when we approved our budget. This capital ordinance would authorize the acquisition of the SCBA equipment for the fire department and a pickup truck and a chassis cab for DPW. Any questions on the introduction?
Mayor, just a question. Do I have to abstain on that because of the fire company, the $180,000?
You may need to. Yeah, probably. We have a quorum, so we're safe to have you recuse.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any others? Hearing none, may I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss is abstaining?
Yes.
Abstaining, yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very efficient this evening with no public or Board of Health hearings. And now we come to our last.
Excuse me one second, Mayor. You have to set a public hearing date.
Set the public hearing date. We're going to set that public hearing date for July 14th.
Thank you.
We just had another member of the public join. So that is timely. We are now at our last public comment session. This is a public comment session for any item that one wishes to talk about. It does not have to be on the agenda. And I won't read the instructions again, but if you'd like to raise your hand and you're on the phone, you can press *3 and then *6 if you find you have to unmute. If you're on a device, your laptop or your phone, you should be able to click raise your hand, either from the meeting controls or from the participants pane next to your name. So we are now in our public comment session. Anyone wish to raise their hand? We'll limit to 3 minutes. Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone on the line who is unable to follow those instructions and needs to speak? Just go right ahead. You're unmuted. Any public comment? Okay. I'll close the public comment session. And, Councilman Strauss, would you like to make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Amy got it.
Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy, we are adjourned.
Thank you very much, everyone. This was really quick. We'll see you all in person next month.
So good night, everybody.
Yes. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Here,
unless you're sold on the.
I can't stop this.